It's for just under 800 homes, which is one of the largest private investments in housing that our city has ever seen. It's a £100 million development spread over 10 years, and that will bring huge amount of construction work to the northwest. But crucially for the people who live along the Limmer Valley Road and this part of the waterside, the big improvement that they'll see is a better call roundabout than what we have currently, because we all know that that roundabout is the scene of far, far too many accidents.
Now, it's a roundabout which obviously serves a huge residential area, and that residential area is said to be, as you've said, substantially bigger after this development. But it also would serve a lot of traffic from Donegal, particularly traffic travelling across the Foyle Bridge and over toward the airport. So it's busy as a through route as well as bigger residential area.
Yeah, that's exactly right. The road network in this location is already in need of improvement without these houses being added on. Thankfully, the developer of the new housing, the road service, the local council planning service have all worked together closely over the period of time that this application has been submitted to ensure that during the process of the construction of the new homes, there will be the improvements required for car roundabout. So we will see the same sort of traffic measures that are in place at the Culmore end of the Foyle Bridge put in place at the Call roundabout end of the Foyle Bridge, which will help traffic flow but also improve the safety for people who use the roundabout. Many people use that roundabout on a daily basis. It is so busy, and unfortunately there is people travelling on the roundabout at speed. That can create issues for people exiting out onto the roundabout from Waterford Park. But thankfully, this new application will see all of those issues resolved when the new housing gets constructed.
Ultimately, we will see, I presume, traffic lights on that roundabout?
Yes, it'll be the similar sort of arrangements that are on the Culmore side of the Foyle Bridge. So you will have dedicated turning lanes for people coming in from the airport, going up onto Crescent Link, up to the shops, or up to McGavin Hospital. There'll be a dedicated turning lane there for them, which will help relieve congestion. There'll also be traffic lights to help move and manage the flow of traffic. The arrangements that are in place at the Foyle Bridge already on the Culmore side, I've seen a dramatic improvement to the congestion that was there, and the difficulties that people found navigating that side of the Foyle Bridge, and we're hopeful that the same sort of improvements will lead to increased safety but also a better traffic experience for people going around about their daily business, either out to the port or out to the airport, or indeed up to the hospital or over to the recently opened Foyle College on the Limmer Valley Road. So there's no doubt that the road network currently does require these improvements, and certainly with the addition of some 800 new homes and the construction traffic required to build those, there is a definite need to see this roundabout get the upgrade that the people who live here have been calling for now for many years.